I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. Yes, of course you can sit by me. Good morning. I'm so glad to see you. I love it when you guys are in town and get to come to church. How are you doing?
Good.
Have you had a good spring break?
Yeah.
What have you been up to?
Going to the new place.
Are we going to go to my mom for my birthday, but I don't want to.
Oh, you don't want to? Maybe you can talk to your parents about that, huh? Well, I heard you've been in town to celebrate your granddaddy's birthday. And did
Papa's.
You... Papa's birthday?
Papa's.
Papa's birthday. Happy birthday, Papa. Have you gotten to have any Easter celebrations?
I had an Easter party at school.
We did an Easter party at Bellwell. And guess what?
What?
We only had to get 22 eggs.
22 eggs.
And I had an Easter party.
You had an Easter party at school?
Even me too.
You too? Nice. Well, there's something about Easter that I want to talk to you about this morning.
What?
You know, so often we think of Easter as one day only, Easter Sunday. But did you know in the church's calendar, Easter lasts for 50 days?
What?
I know.
That's long.
It is a long time.
Today, and to Monday.
It's this is a little handout that I want to give to you, and we'll put it in the back if any of the grown-ups want to read it. But the 50 days of Easter in our church's calendar, The 50 days in our church's calendar, it's called Eastertide. So we have Easter Sunday, and that's the big, big Sunday, right?
Yeah.
But then we have 50 whole days where we get to celebrate Easter. And so we have a different kind of calendar in the church because we have a different story to tell, right? We get to tell the story about God's love for us and how God shows us God's love through Jesus. And what we celebrate in Eastertide for 50 days is Jesus' resurrection, where he rose from the dead, and he defeated death, and he triumphed over death forever. And that's a big thing to celebrate, and it's really kind of a hard thing to even understand. And so I think that we have 50 days of Easter because it's such a big thing to understand and comprehend that we need a lot of days. It's more than we think about and process in just one day. So this little handout here shows you all the different Sundays.
Wait, what's that?
That's 50 days after Easter, and that day is called Pentecost. And Pentecost is a really special Sunday in the church too, because that's the day we celebrate the Holy Spirit coming to all people. After Jesus went back to heaven, he sent us the Holy Spirit, and so on Pentecost, we celebrate that. So Eastertide, those 50 days, starts with Easter Sunday and it ends with Pentecost. And then all of these Sundays in between, we read stories about Jesus coming back to visit his disciples and all of the things that he did.
We already talked about those.
You already talked about those?
Yeah.
In our church.
You talked about it in your church? I'm so glad that, one, you remember that, and two, that you talked about it. But it's again.
It's made out of a church.
Made out of a church?
Yeah, my new church.
Actually, was made out of like a church and like a school building.
Oh, interesting. So your new church is a church made out of a school building.
Had a school building, and then many years ago, a big church
what's up?
Are you pointing to the cross or to the windows back there?
We're trying to make the windows.
Oh, those are some stained glass windows. And stained glass windows are in lots of churches because before a lot of people could read, they could look at the pictures on the stained glass windows, and the stained glass windows helped people to learn the story about God and God's love.
I know you closed that one.
That window is closed, yeah. It's actually been closed as long as I've been here. One of these days I should go over there and just open it and see what the view is like. Yeah, do you have any other questions about?
You could take all those off.
Yeah, all those are open. They help give us some bright light in here.
What?
Well, would you like to pray with me? Okay, you repeat after me. Good morning, God.
Thank you for today.
And thank you for each other.
Thank you for Jesus
and his love for us.
And during these 50 days,
help us to tell the story of Jesus' love for us. Amen. Thank you for coming up. Absolutely, you can take that. Good job, Katie and George. You're doing a beautiful job with these boys.